Okay, everybody. find a nice comfortable position for yourself with a half an hour meditation before we start the Dhamma talk. And close your eyes. Just make sure you're comfortable where you sit. Take a few deep breaths just to release the abdomen, release any tensions in the stomach area. If you feel any tension anywhere in the body, then just pretend as if you breathe in through that tension, whether it's tension in the face, tension anywhere in the abdomen, tension anywhere at all in the body. Pretend you breathe through that tension and allow it to release itself so you can relax properly. Just feel your body, feel that it is nice and at ease, nice and peaceful. And if it's not, if there is any tension again, just try to focus your attention on that area and act as if you're breathing through that tension, wherever it may be. Often the tension is found in the face, maybe in the shoulder regions or in the abdomen. And as your body relaxes, you will find that your mind also automatically becomes more at ease. This is the trick in meditation, is to allow the mind just to be at ease, not to push it, not to pull it, not to force it into peace, but just allow it to be whichever way it wants, and allow it just to relax together with the body. If you find yourself thinking many thoughts, then that's okay for the time being. Just allow the mind to think if it wants to think. Don't force it one way or another. Just watch the thought process as it passes through you. And if you can watch it with complete stillness, then the thinking stops by itself very soon. Just sit back and just enjoy the peace and allow whatever goes through you just to pass through you. If you have a sense of drowsiness and tiredness, then again, don't fight it. Just allow it to be there. Allow it to dissipate itself over time. Because fighting is the cause for not becoming still in meditation. If you can stop the fighting, just allow things to be, just to accept and embrace the present moment fully, then the peace will come on its own. It's a matter of patience. just accept the present moment, allow it to be as it is. No force, no pushing, no pulling, just acceptance, kindness to the present moment. And now turn your attention to all the people sitting in this room. And just reflect for a few moments how fortunate you are to be in the company of so many good people, people practicing moral behavior, kind people, people who want to make a difference in the world, who want to be compassionate and kind and add something to the world where there's so much trouble and so much difficulty. And here we are together with such a wonderful group of people. Reflect how fortunate this is and how wonderful that is. And then wish all these people you're with, all these people who do all these good things, wish them well. May you all be happy. May you all have little suffering in your life. May you all find contentment and purpose. May you all find goodness within yourself. May you all be happy. May you all be free from harm. and problems. May you find peace and tranquility. May all these beautiful qualities be yours. And now, if you're able, allow that beautiful intention to spread outwards. Spread out all the people in Olamara, all the people in North Perth, and outwards and outwards and outwards, gradually, stage by stage, and embrace all these people in exactly the same way. Stage by stage, until you have reached the entire Perth, the city of Perth. And slowly continue your expansion of this intention. May all these people be happy. May they all find peace and contentment in their lives. May they be free from suffering and problems. And allow this beautiful intention to spread like a carpet all over Australia, stage by stage, outwards and outwards, finally including the entire continent. Then continue even further afield. Allow it to spread over the ocean. Gradually. May all these beings everywhere, on the entire earth, everywhere, whether human, whether animals, whatever they are, may they find some happiness in their lives. May they be released from the worst, the coarsest forms of suffering at least. May they find some contentment and peace. And imagine the whole earth glowing in a beautiful light of kindness and compassion. I will now ring the bell 3 times. And when the bell finishes ringing for the 3rd time, then please come out of your meditation.